WTAW News Time is 6 minutes past seven. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. It's an early morning for Blinn College trustees as they hold a special meeting.
The subject is a new residence hall in Brenham. Last March, the trustees learned part of the property is designated as a federal wetlands site. To keep a lower interest federal loan to finance the construction of the dorm, trustees are being asked to approve a design change. But the dorm's parking lot and site improvements are still in the wetlands. Administrators want the trustees to take $1 million in cash reserves, including money made from Bryan, along with existing bond reserves. The more than $32 million dorm with 150 bedrooms and 465 beds is scheduled to open in the fall of 2018. It'll be operated by a for-profit company. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A Texas A&M student was identified as the bicyclist who was struck and killed yesterday by a City of College Station garbage truck. Deputy City Manager Chuck Gilman issued a statement on the death of 21-year-old Alana Rich of San Marcos.
We offer our sincerest condolences and prayers to the family and the young woman who passed away. College Station PD is conducting a thorough and objective investigation to determine exactly how this happened.
Police has released no details about their investigation of what happened at Ayrshire and Angus Streets, about two blocks south of the Association of Former Students building. In the same neighborhood is the location of College Station's first historic home marker in 2 years. Plaque number 90 is at 400 Fairview. The chairman of the Historic Preservation Committee, Lewis Hodges, says this was among six homes built in 1921 at a combined cost of $14,600.
Amazing if you go over to that area of town and look at what's been happening, but there's still five of them there.
The current owners, Fred and Shirley DePriest, purchased the home in 2007. Earlier this week, city councils in Bryan and three cities in North Texas gave the go-ahead to sell the Gibbons Creek Power Plant in Grimes County and a portion of the transmission system that includes Brazos and Robertson counties. But final action remains on hold by the board of the Texas Municipal Power Association, which is composed of the four cities. TMPA General Manager Bob Kahn says negotiations are not finalized with the prospective buyer. Today starts the renovation of the Bryan Aquatic Center. The facility will be closed through next spring for a $945,000 facelift. New features include a zero-depth beach entry area in the recreational pool. For the just-completed summer swimming season between Memorial Day and Labor Day, all four of Bryan's pools had increased attendance. The Aquatic Center was up by 25% at almost 14,000. The first summer of the new Sadie Thomas Pool drew 2,200. The last year, the old pool was open in 2006. Attendance was 141. First responders throughout Brazos Valley will gather Sunday morning to participate in the annual 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb at the Verisco Building in downtown Bryan.
Oftentimes, a lot of the climbers will climb with names tacked onto their shirts of people that we lost, and some of them will yell out names as they get to different floor levels. That'd be great if we could have people there cheering them on throughout the whole time. Yep. So anytime between 8 and about 10:30 or so.
Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bow says they'll start Sunday morning around 8:30 and take 2 to 3 hours to complete the equivalent of the 110 stories of the former World Trade Center. And you can listen to A&M Consolidated Football tonight as the Tigers host Austin High. Pregame starts at 7 with kickoff at 7:30 right here on WTAW. It's 7:10, 76 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
REMAX Bryan College Station has been serving Aggieland over 20 years, representing generations of buyers and sellers with old-fashioned hometown service and 21st century technological expertise. At 3030 University Drive, just east of Highway 6, we're right in the middle of Bryan College Station and count legions of Aggie customers returning as parents and grandparents. More sellers list with REMAX than any other brand because nobody in the world sells more real estate. So to buy or sell, it's REMAX Bryan College Station.
Sioux Falls Prater's selection of John Deere round balers maximize uptime and minimize operation costs, so you're able to do more for less. Right now, get a John Deere round baler at 0% interest for 48 months. John Deere balers are made with the strongest and most durable internal components. They also feature an adjustable hitch, a BaleTrak Pro Monitor controller, and a MegaWide Plus pickup with MegaTough pickup teeth. So stop by today or view our inventory at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 28, 2016. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Brian Broadcasting or email Sam@BryanBroadcasting.com.
Good morning, it's 712, the Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's time for some weather, brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Lots of sunshine for today. We'll find our temperatures up to about 90 to 95 later this afternoon. There could be an isolated shower or thunderstorm late today. Partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. For tomorrow, more sunshine in the forecast. We're going to get up to about 90 to 95. Any showers are late in the day. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible tomorrow night, 70 to 75. And we're going to be partly sunny as we head into Sunday. High Sunday between 90 and 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor has your high school and Aggie football report. In Major League Baseball, the Astros and the Rangers chalk up another couple of losses. And in the NFL, for the first time since 1969, the Cowboys will be opening the season with a rookie quarterback and running back. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So not a good week for Samsung?
Yeah.
Now we've got the FAA saying, don't be charging the phone on the airplanes.
Yeah, might burst into flames.
Oh. You know, they wanted to race this thing to market. They wanted to get it out ahead of the Apple product, which came out earlier this week. But, again, in releasing what's considered a strongly worded statement late yesterday, the FAA said, in light of recent incidents and concerns involving the smartphones, the agency, quote, strongly advises passengers not to turn on or charge these devices on airplanes and do not stow them in any checked baggage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so go ahead and use it when you're on the ground, but just not then.
Just don't bring it in here.
Not when you're on the airplane.
So speaking of cell phones, one of our texters brought up a good point, and this was the other day, and I just didn't have time to fit it in.
Uh-huh.
But speaking of the new ban with the city of College Station, mm-hmm. while you're driving and everything, and with Apple also releasing their new Apple Watch,
yep.
or talking about it, the question that was texted in was, are they going to monitor the use of smart watches while driving?
And again, how could they?
Exactly. But, I mean, let's say you are visibly seen poking your finger on your watch, whether that's sending a text or uh-huh. you can talk through your watch, because that's one of the capabilities.
Doing the Dick Tracy thing.
Exactly.
Right?
Uh-huh. Yep. So just a good point to bring up is it's technically a wireless device.
Mm-hmm.
But it's on your wrist.
There are a lot of ins and outs of the issue, for sure.
Mm-hmm. All right, one last thing on the Samsung Galaxy Note. You know that it's been blamed for a fire that destroyed a vehicle.
Oh, wow. Boy.
Yeah.
Wow.
And there are pictures to prove it, because it's sitting on the seat of the car. The guy was charging up his cell phone. Oh, the 4-day-old. Galaxy Note 7. Yeah.
Yikes. Wow. One of our texters just texted in. The Samsung Note 7 is so hot right now.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
it. Thank you. Yeah. So I guess you take that back and maybe.
I probably would.
Yeah.
But don't leave it in a checked bag or. Yep.
Or in your car, apparently.
I don't know how you're going to get it anywhere. Yep.
Another caller from last hour after what we had discussed concerning Zika.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little bit of hyperbole in calling it a health crisis. It is a health concern.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
I would agree.
I agree with him there. You know, it's very similar to, you know, whatever, as he said, the crisis du jour. And we don't need to get into a, you know, Chicken Little situation, but it does still bring up what we talked about. If they would come up with just simplicity in the way that they presented legislation.
Right.
This is what the problem is. This is what we're going to do to fix it. Rather than piling a bunch of Christmas ornaments on the tree, we might be able to get things done. But anyway, so
nobody likes a lot of tinsel, okay?
No, we really don't.
Well, that's like what I was saying to you. I was watching The Aviator the other night and watched some of the actual Howard Hughes footage from his Senate hearing in 1947. He holds up a bill, and it's like a little pamphlet. It's like 2 pages, 3 pages maybe. And I'm thinking, wow, now it's like the size of a Bible, you know?
It is that way. All right, so there we go. It's 7:17. News Talk 1620. More. While we're doing the bad news, right? Let's get all the bad news out of the way.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, exactly.
If we can, and then we can talk about pleasant things later on. Wells Fargo has agreed to pay $185 million to settle allegations by federal and local authorities about widespread illegal sales practices at the bank. And 5,300 employees have already been fired after employees secretly and illegally created millions of unauthorized bank and credit card accounts.
Yep.
Without their customers knowing about it. They've been doing this since 2011.
Wow.
Employees reportedly even went so far as to create phony PIN numbers and fake email addresses to enroll customers in these services. So anyway.
Wow. That is a lot of people.
Yeah, it is.
5,300.
Yep, it is. So anyhow, they're trying to ferret it out and get all the wrongdoers out of there. All right, so there. That's enough of that.
All right.
Let's wash our ears out now.
How many times, let me see, how many years ago did we have the controversy about I spilled the McDonald's coffee in my lap remember that?
I'm suing.
Yeah. Follow the money and all that. So if it's not that, here's something else you need to fear. The gravy at KFC.
Oh no.
Yes. Allison Brown and her daughter fingers got second-degree burns when she picked up the container of gravy and spilled it on her.
I thought you were going to say when she was dipping her fingers.
Yeah, that was, that's what I'm thinking, too. She went to the hospital. The doctors took care of her. Allison complained to the KFC management. Oops, they did not respond to her.
Ooh.
Oh, that's not good.
That's where they went
wrong. That's not going to make her happy.
No, so anyhow.
All you had to do was give her a few free coupons.
That's right. No one has been in contact at all. I've called so many times, sent all these forms that they asked for. They say complaints will be resolved in 28 days. It's been 9 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah. They want.
Hey, man,
answers.
If you have the doctor's forms, too, and the reports.
Yep, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now, how close did we get to you rappelling off the Hilton? Did we not?
I think we were all $1,000 short.
Oh, okay, dang. Well, we should have promoted
Mr.
it more.
Mr. Downs and I discussed rappelling yesterday.
Did you?
Anyway, yes, because he's done it.
Uh-huh.
Apparently just as recently as 3 years ago.
Okay.
And I've rappelled as well. And it's a very anticlimactic activity. Like, looking over the edge of whatever you're going to rappel off of,
right.
That's the most adrenaline you're going to feel the whole time.
Okay, okay.
Because then once you actually lean backwards and just start rappelling,
uh-huh.
You're basically just walking backwards.
Okay.
And you control how fast or slow you go. So it's really not quite as thrilling as some people might think. think it is.
Well, it was very dramatic. It was a great deal for the United Way.
It
to do
was
that.
No, and it was a fantastic event, and yep. I think they had a great turnout.
Yeah.
But just, you know, personal rappelling experience.
John Hickenlooper, he's the governor of Colorado, rappelled down a 32-story high-rise building in downtown Denver yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah, he described it as pure fear.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, to each his own.
Did he do it for a reason?
Repelled the 380-foot apartment building as part of the annual Over the Edge fundraiser for the Cancer League of Colorado. Mm-hmm. That event's been held since 2009, and I'm going to guess that because it went so well, they're certainly going to look at doing it again.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
Hello?
No, she really needs to try rappelling for the first time with a very angry Army sergeant yelling in her ear.
Okay, there you go.
That might add a little to the experience.
Yeah,
I'm sure that'll bring
your adrenaline up.
This was probably more casual.
Now no one has talked to Catnip yet. And for those of you who don't know, Catnip is one of the DJs on Candy 95.
Because who else would be named Catnip?
Right. He rappelled in a Speedo yesterday.
Yep.
And he actually sold parts of his body to other businesses in town, and they had a tattoo artist come in, and it say like someone bought his back.
Okay.
So obviously when I say bought, they donated that money to United Way.
Yeah.
And the tattoo artist did temporary tattoo work of like that business's logo.
Oh, wow.
On part. So he is, I don't know, and it was in like Sharpie. So I'm sure if anyone sees him around the office today, there's no way all of that has come off now.
Someone was on his head.
Yeah,
like
he had
on
his forehead. Someone bought his forehead.
Mm-hmm.
And then in a Speedo, he rappelled down with all of that advertising on his body yesterday.
Okay, wow.
So, pretty interesting.
Had a tattoo artist come in.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that, and we appreciate all the businesses who
of course.
Love things that help. That.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay, nothing like being in Heights and maybe not wanting to be. How about that? 45 people are still left trapped in a cable car 12,500 feet above the French Alps last night. Now, originally, there were 110 people stranded after three of the cables carrying the cars got tangled.
Yikes.
Don't know how that happens, which led them to stop suddenly. French authorities say the problem could have been caused by the wind. Helicopters were dispatched after a technical team could not repair the damage, and the rescue was done on some of the stranded passengers. They also dropped rescuers down with food and blankets for the dozens of people who were forced to spend the night in the cable cars located right over there. So
that's just scary.
That part, too. And I guess, make the best or most comfortable of that situation if you can. 723.
Hi, I'm Carl Walthall from Superior Air Repair. Superior is a company you can count on. For 8-to-8, same great rate. For 24/7, emergency service. For Superior's qualified technicians to service all makes and models. So if your furnace or air conditioner needs to be checked, serviced, or replaced, you can count on Superior. I guarantee it. Superior is our name, our service, and our reputation. Call us or find us online at superiorairrepair.com. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Coulter Marriott of Marriott Homes. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization and style. Allow us a chance to shoulder your anxiety and create a home as comfortable and exciting to you and your family. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. Marriott Homes, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click marriotthomes.com.
There are a lot of job sites you can choose from.
And they all offer an insane array of choices and options.
But when I'm looking for a new job,
I go to the place that specializes in local jobs.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Nobody connects local job seekers with local jobs more often or better.
It's comprehensive, fast, and easy to use. Go online today and apply for a job right here in the community you love. Your community.
Our community.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
It's summertime, and I'll bet you'd like to spend more time goofing off and less time mowing your grass. Hi, this is David from Kairos Truck Center. We have great deals on zero-turn riding mowers to help cut your mowing time in half. Make quick work of your yard with Ferris, Hustler, or Cub Cadet mowers for zero money down and 0% interest. Remember, We can make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Come see us today at Kyra's Truck Center on Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan. Give us a call at 979-778-7481.
Good morning, 725, Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here's some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. About 92 for a high temperature today. 20% chance of some showers. It doesn't look like that's going to necessarily happen. Tonight, 74, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, 40% chance of some showers. We're thinking probably be later on in the day. Winds will come out of the north, won't be up very much, but that might help a little bit, and that's maybe the reason our temps are only going to be 90. 73 for a low temperature on Saturday night, 40% chance of rain on Sunday, probably won't make 90, and then we'll warm up again into the 90s as we start next week. Winds out of the south, currently 96% relative humidity, fair skies, got 75.
Chuck, I love that Brazos Valley Floor and Design brings all the home design elements together.
That's right, Suzanne. Custom, precision-cut granite, the latest in lighting technologies, and over a million square feet of Flooring America floors.
And we have the friendly staff to help you with your selections.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Okay, this week, the ITT Technical Institute closed all 130 campuses. It marked the end of this private educator, leaving 40,000 students stranded and 8,000 employees jobless. ITT shut down because of the regime, the Obama administration, shut them down. Now, the Wall Street Journal called it an execution, and it follows a pattern. Obama regulators to multiple government agencies gang up on a targeted business and run it out of business before the owners can raise a legal defense. Now, in this case, the SEC, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the Accrediting Council for Independent Colleges and Schools, and multiple state attorneys general took part in the regime's ITT attack. No charges leveled against the school were ever proved in any court. That didn't matter. ITT was punished anyway. Obama's education department barred incoming students from getting federal aid. His bureaucrats delayed loan reimbursements. They raised the amount of collateral the school needed to operate by $153 million. Execution accomplished. Other for-profit educators with similar track records and graduation rates still operate. No harm has come to Laureate International University's Honorary Chancellor Bill Clinton. Laureate paid him $18 million. They also donated to the Clinton Crime Family Foundation. Coincidentally, a key player in the ITT execution is now with Hillary's campaign. When liberals like Obama or the Clintons put you on their enemies list, you're done. Ask the Tea Party. Lois Lerner, if you doubt me.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Folks, I want you to think of Mahindra tractors this month. When you do, think 777. Mahindra has a special 777 package on select tractor models. They are combining three game-changing features that no other tractor brand can match. You get the industry's best 7-year limited powertrain warranty, plus 7 years interest-free financing, plus a 7-year service plan with a customer rebate on genuine Mahindra oil and parts. That's the 777 package only from the world's number one selling tractor, Mahindra. So if you're ready to work smarter, not harder, with the toughest tractors on earth, see my good friends at Mahindra. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangy, or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 76 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the BCS Regional Association of Realtors. Your voice for real estate in the Brazos Valley. Go to bcsrealtors.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. It's an early morning for Blinn College trustees as they hold a special meeting.
The subject is a new residence hall in Brenham. Last March, the trustees learned part of the property is designated as a federal wetland site. To keep a lower interest federal loan to finance the construction of the dorm, trustees are being asked to approve a design change. But the dorm's parking lot and site improvements are still in the wetlands. Administrators want the trustees to take $1 million in cash reserves, including money made from Bryan, along with existing bond reserves. The more than $32 million dorm with 150 bedrooms and 465 beds is scheduled to open in the fall of 2018. It'll be operated by a for-profit company. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
College Station Police has released no details about their investigation of a bicyclist who was struck and killed yesterday by a city garbage truck. Deputy City Manager Chuck Gilman issued a statement about what happened at Ayrshire and Angus Streets.
The city of College Station was deeply saddened by this tragic accident involving one of our sanitation trucks this morning. We offer our sincerest condolences and prayers to the family and the young woman who passed away.
The bicyclist was identified as a Texas A&M student, 21-year-old Alana Rich of San Marcos. Traffic was blocked in the area south of the Association of Former Students building for about 4 hours. A couple blocks away from that incident is a home that has College Station's 90th historic marker. The chairman of the Historic Preservation Committee, Lewis Hodges, told the city council last night the home at 400 Fairview was among six homes built in 1921 at a combined cost of $14,600.
Amazing if you go over to that area of town and look at what's been happening, but there's still five of them there.
Previous owners of the home at 400 Fairview included a professor involved in the development of the atomic bomb.
Loyal G. Lapham was A&M class of 1929, stayed on as an instructor in the physics department, purchased the home in 1942, but sold it about a year later, went to Chicago with his major professor there, and they worked on the Manhattan program, working on the atomic bomb.
The current owners, Fred and Shirley DePriest, purchased the home in 2007. The Gibbons Creek Power Plant in Grimes County is still owned by the Texas Municipal Power Association. The TMPA board did not take action yesterday on a proposed sale because negotiations are not finalized. That's after the Bryan City Council and the councils of TMPA's three other members approved the sale earlier this week. TMPA General Manager Bob Kahn says there is no date for the association's board to take action. Kahn says until there is a sale, there won't be an announcement on the fate of TMPA employees working at the plant near Carlos, which, according to the association's website, employs more than 100. The joint ownership of the coal-fired plant and transmission system in Grimes, Brazos, and Robertson counties also includes Denton, Garland, and Greenville. Attendance numbers are in for the summer swimming season at Bryan's four pools, including the first of the new pool at Sadie Thomas Park. Between Memorial Day and Labor Day, Sadie Thomas had more than 2,200 swimmers. The last season the old pool was open, 10 years ago, attendance was 141. Compared to last year, attendance was up almost 15% at Haswell and about 20% at Henderson. At the Bryan Aquatic Center, the increase was nearly 4,000 more swimmers, or 25%. Now, the Aquatic Center closes today in preparation for a $945,000 renovation. The center will reopen next spring with a new pool liner, a new deck, new gutters and water filters, an updated slide and slide tower, and a new zero-depth beach entry area in the recreational pool. Swimmers with annual passes can extend their expiration date for the period the center is closed, or they can receive a prorated credit. Tomorrow's Texas A&M football game against Prairie View is the first meeting ever between the system universities. At last week's Board of Regents meeting, System Chancellor John Sharp previewed the musical competition that will take place.
Prairie View's Marching Storm Band, the only university band from Texas to be invited to play in the 2017 Macy's Day Thanksgiving Parade, has been featured on several local television and radio stations this summer. Fighting Texas Aggie Band has never lost a halftime. This will be the most serious competition they have had in that category.
The game is also the Aggies' first against an opponent from the Southwestern Athletic Conference and the first against an in-state school since playing SMU in 2014. The anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks will again be remembered by first responders around the Brazos Valley with a memorial stair climb in downtown Bryan.
We welcome all of the public that would like to come out and support and cheer on the guys and gals that are going to make the climb. They love it when people come out and support them. Anybody can look at the Verisco and see it's not 110 stories tall. But we accomplish it by 15 times they walk to the top of the Verisco and back down, and then one more time up to the fifth floor.
Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bow says the climb starts Sunday morning at 8:30 and will take 2 to 3 hours to complete. Listen to A&M Consolidated Football tonight as the Tigers host Austin High. Pregame starts at 7 and kickoff at 7:30 right here on WTAW. News time, it's 7:36 and it's 76 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, president of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, September 10th, learn all about the Veterinary Feed Directive. Many changes are coming in how antibiotics can be used in food animals. If you're a livestock producer or show exhibitor, it'll be an important class for you. This week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Good morning, it's 7:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Plenty of sunshine for today. There'll be a little bit of afternoon cloudiness, maybe an isolated shower or thunderstorm late today, 90 to 95. Partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. If you're headed to the Aggies game tomorrow, it looks good. Lots of sunshine, temperature at kickoff in the 80s. It'll climb to 90 to 95 during the game. Late day showers, but I think the game is over by the time the showers start. And looking ahead to Sunday, we're partly sunny and again 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll check in with Zach Taylor for your high school and Aggie football reports. Also in Major League Baseball, the Astros fall to the Indians and the Rangers are bested by the Mariners. And for the Texans, we'll hear from J.J. Watt on how he's feeling for Sunday's season opener with the Bears. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So as we mentioned yesterday, of course, Sunday is 9/11. And so this whole thing about what you do during the national anthem and stuff. Seattle Seahawks are planning what Doug Baldwin tweeted, he's a receiver for the team, will be a, quote, pregame demonstration of unity, unquote, honoring the United States and the flag before Sunday's game against the Dolphins. On Thursday, the day after several Seahawk players talked about joining Jeremy Lane in possibly sitting during the national anthem before the game, players appear to have taken a team-wide vow of relative silence on this issue, though Baldwin issued a tweet hinting at what may happen on Sunday. In his tweet, Baldwin wrote, quote, "To express a desire to bring people together, our team will honor the country and flag in a pregame demonstration of unity." Later on, he was asked in the locker room what that meant. He said, "You'll just have to wait until Sunday." Asked if there had been more discussion about what to do during the anthem, most players said they were just focusing on the game. "No one has told me anything," one of them said. "I don't know." Former Seahawk and Green Beret veteran Nate Boyer also gave a hint at what may be to come with a tweet reading, "Talk to the Seahawks. What the team will do is a powerful sign of unification, plus respect for the anthem, plus those that fight for our freedom," end quote. So
that's good.
We'll Something see. To look for.
Yes.
There was a Broncos player last night who knelt.
Well, good for them.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's the mattress store in San Antonio. You guys heard this?
No.
All right, here we go.
I'm so glad I'm on this show.
The 15th anniversary of the September 11th terror attacks, Miracle Mattress of San Antonio is out with this ad.
Remember 9/11? Then with the Twin Tower sale. Right now, you can get any size mattress for a twin price.
Full mattress?
Twin price.
Queen mattress?
Twin price.
King mattress?
Twin price. Store-wide sale all day long.
Here's where two towers of mattresses go tumbling to the ground.
Oh. We'll never forget.
People all across the country blasted the ad as tasteless and disgusting, even suggesting Miracle Mattress should go out of business. Wow. The company pulled the ad, saying it was never our intention to hurt anyone.
Never is.
In what world?
That what was just world?
Bad taste.
The mattress company's the owner's daughter who did the commercial.
But you've got cameramen working on the commercial. Yep. You've got some kind of director, some other kind of production people. How did no one in the room say,
"This is not a good idea.
This is not a good idea.
Maybe we shouldn't do this." You know, Coca-Cola actually put up a demonstration in a Walmart or a Kroger or something like that.
Is it a Walmart? Right?
Yeah, and it was the two towers, and people got all upset about it. Now, that is a little different, in my opinion, because that was just, you know, it was just mainly, you know, how they make arrangements with the different colors of their stuff to show stuff. And it was just showing the two towers and saying, "We'll never forget," and all that stuff. That, to me, doesn't bother me.
No, but two towers of mattresses tumbling down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I was already kind of on edge about the whole ad with the twin price. But yep. I'm like, okay, whatever. And then you get to the tumbling down towers.
Yeah.
Wow.
So. Yeah, I don't know.
Mattress needs a miracle to get out of this one.
Good luck. Speaking of San Antonio, there was the customer at the Little Red Barn Steakhouse.
Yeah.
Apparently dissatisfied with the meal. Bystander said the customer got on top of the waiter and began beating him up.
Oh, my God.
He also hit the waiter with a computer from the hostess stand.
Wow.
Once somebody got the customer and the waiter separated, the customer got on top of a hostess stand, pulled a gun, fired three shots into the ceiling. It says here that he may face charges.
May?
How bad could the food be at the Little Red Barn Steakhouse?
And it always makes me wonder why they go after the waiter or the waitress, because they didn't cook your food.
It was their fault. Yeah.
So maybe he was mad at the service. I don't know. But if he was really just upset with the meal, you got to go in the back and get the cook, man.
Not the way to be doing it. Not the way. Just kick up a ruckus and certainly keep your gun in your holster.
Right. Yeah.
Amanda Carpenter got trapped in an Amtrak elevator at the Baltimore-Washington International Airport this past February. She tweeted at Amtrak saying that she was stuck, pleading for help. Amtrak's official Twitter account came to the rescue 8 months later.
Oh.
On February 14th, Amanda had tweeted, "Amtrak guys, I'm trapped in the Amtrak elevator at BWI Airport. Help?" Question mark. On Wednesday, September the 7th, Amtrak tweeted back, "We're sorry to hear that. Are you still in the elevator?"
Oh, man. Whoever's running that Twitter, they're timestamped. Come on. He is new social media intern.
So there you go. We got... 8 months
later.
No, Scott, there's a little red bar and serve adult beverages.
You know, I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe he was overserved, and that might have been part of what
8 months later. Yeah, I'm still in the elevator. I just died. It's a good thing you got to me now, because I almost ran out of my 8 months of food reserves I carry
exactly
around
right,
at all times.
We did that. Okay, on TV tonight, it's Stand Up for Cancer. We told you that starts at 7 o'clock. It's on a bunch of networks. It's all over everywhere. Also tonight, it's the ACM Awards. That's at 8 o'clock. On Saturday, because I know you'll want to watch this, Chelsea.
Yes, of course.
Star Wars The Force Awakens.
No, come on.
Yeah, that'll be on
Scott,
at 8 o'clock.
Get out of here. I'd rather watch them. What awards are on tonight?
The ACM.
Yeah,
tonight. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Then Sunday, as we mentioned, it's the Miss America pageant.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
It is still on TV. It's on at 8 o'clock on ABC. So look forward to that.
I've got The Force Awakened already TiVo'd.
And so. Isn't Krabby Gabby judging this year?
Yeah, well, matter of fact, Mark Cuban is going to be judging as well. I don't know if he'll give him any money like he does in Shark Tank. But a lot of other people whose names I don't know. Laura Morano, do we know who that is?
No, not off the top of my head.
Charlene Wells Hawks?
Nope.
Yeah, okay. Well, okay.
All right.
Then there'll be even more people that we don't know who will be out there doing that. Oh, and in case you missed them the last time they came out, candy corn Oreos are back on the market.
Mm.
Does that? Yeah, exactly.
Oh, but I did have to tell you guys, I tried the chili mocha yesterday at Starbucks.
And?
It actually was pretty tasty and did not taste earthy as we thought it was going to.
All right, so now, I don't know what they call them. I know they have small, medium, and large. So which one did you
go for? Well, so actually it was great. They were doing free samples trying to push the new product.
Okay.
So, but it was a good-sized sample. So it was a small one.
So did you add anything to it?
No.
Did you, yeah, okay.
Nope. It was just, you know, in its regular form, very chocolatey, obviously, with the mocha, but there was that slight hint of spice.
Okay.
But it was tasty.
You went in to get something else.
Yes, I did. And then actually ordered my drink, and then they said, would you like a free sample?
That's how they get you.
Okay, I know.
That's how I was thinking. If you got the free sample, then decided that was enough of your caffeine fix.
Oh, it could have been,
Then you could have left.
But I do feel like, you know, because I told y'all I didn't want to try it right away.
Yeah.
But since it was a free sample, I figured even if it's really bad,
I can't afford not
throw
to.
It away. Yeah, exactly.
Right. And again, when it's 93 degrees outside, it's probably not, you know.
But hey, worth a try if you're a mocha fan at Starbucks.
All right, there you go. You heard it right here. That's the recommendation after a free sample.
Hey, Best Valley, it's Pete Lair. Recently, we woke up and found water bubbling up through the concrete foundation in our bedroom. After days of fruitless calls to plumbers who couldn't help and foundation companies who proposed expensive solutions, we called Brian Bailey and his staff at American Leak Detection. They understood the problem, found the leak right away, gave us a temporary solution until they could get us fixed, and then took care of everything. They were reasonably priced, professional, and dependable. Got a leak? Call the folks at American Leak Detection at 979-680-1094. I'm glad I did. Bet you will be, too.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
The physical and emotional wounds our soldiers bring home from war can be life-altering, but veterans can overcome those wounds and enjoy a rich quality of life. I've never served in the military, so don't take my word for it. Listen to the wisdom of fellow soldier Dave Reaver, who was nearly killed in Vietnam. Dave was just about to throw a phosphorus grenade when a sniper's bullet exploded at 6 inches from his head. He was horribly disfigured, suffering third-degree burns over half of his body, but he survived his injuries. Just as important, though, he recovered from the emotional trauma he endured. The key, Dave says, has been to draw strength from his faith and to talk extensively about what he suffered. That's a crucial point because many wounded veterans go silent and refuse to talk about the terrible things they've endured. Dave warns fellow soldiers against allowing their past to become an anchor that weighs them down in the present. Cut the strings that keep you tied to the past and be willing to move forward. Take to heart the wisdom of a fellow soldier who's been through it. Talk about what you've been through and keep talking until your pain loses its hold over you. Ultimately, your quality of life doesn't have to be defined by what you've been through, but by where you go from here. If you'd like to speak with a counselor, call 1-800, the letter A in the word family, or stop by focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-613-7416. That's 1-800-613-7416. 1-800-613-7416. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors not available in all states.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:51. Well, high school football hits the gridiron tonight, and with your high school football report and your Aggie football report, here's Zach Taylor.
Tonight marks week three of high school football in the Brazos Valley. 0-1 A&M Consolidated host Austin High on News Talk 1620 WTAW. 1-1 Bryan visits Magnolia West over on Sports Radio 1150. Undefeated College Station entertains St. Thomas on the Zone 102.7 FM. And Navasota looks for its first win of the year when it visits Waller on Willie 97.7. St. Joe's hosts the Village School on Red Sea Catholic Radio. And 2-0 Buffalo welcomes Grapeland to town on Willie 103.5. Kickoff times for all of the games is at 7:30. To check out previews, podcasts, and to listen live, head over to BrazosFootball.com. Well, Fighting Texas Aggie football is going to have to get its beauty rest this week as the maroon and white gear up to take on Prairie View A&M Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. The fact that it's an early game is not something lost on the fans or Aggie head coach Kevin Sumlin.
In my experience over the last couple years, all these upsets happen in early games. Have you noticed that? 11 o'clock games. There are different times for different teams. Teams like us are used to playing later on in the day or at night. For example, you know, we usually eat pregame meal 4 hours before the game. Last time I checked, that'd be 7 o'clock in the morning. It's hard to eat spaghetti and lasagna and pasta and high-protein, high-carb foods at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Well, hopefully the guys are bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Again, kick is set for 11 o'clock with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. And that's been your high school and Aggie football report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. In Major League Baseball,
here's a 3-2 to Kyle. Swung on, driven deep to right. Giddy up, baby. Gone. Two-run homer. Kyle Seager and the Mariners have extended the lead.
Kyle Seager hit a two-run homer, and Dae-Ho Lee added a solo shot to lift the Seattle Mariners to a 6-3 victory over Texas last night, the Rangers' fourth loss in five games. Derek Holland allowed 4 runs and 10 hits in 4 1/3 innings, walking 3 and striking out 5. Despite the loss at Safeco Field, Texas still leads the AL West by 8.5 games. The Rangers look to turn it around against the Angels in Anaheim tonight at 9:05 p.m. Meanwhile, in Cleveland,
there's a high fly ball, deep right field, home run Santana. No doubt about it. A two-run shot for Santana, and the Indians now lead it 10-3.
The Indians scored a pair of runs on a controversial bases-loaded wild pitch by David Paulino in the third inning that led to the ejection of Houston Astros manager A.J. Hinch, and Cleveland went on to a 10-7 win Thursday. The Astros are 8.5 games behind the Rangers after the loss at Progressive Field. The Astros look to start fresh with a 3-game series with the Cubs today at 7:10 p.m. in Houston. In the NFL, in Sunday's home opener against the New York Giants, Dak Prescott will be the first rookie starter at quarterback in week one for Dallas since Quincy Carter 15 years ago. Throw in running back Ezekiel Elliott, and the Cowboys have the first such rookie combo starting an opener since Roger Staubach and Calvin Hill in 1969. The Cowboys face the Giants Sunday at 3:25 p.m. at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. And in Houston, it looks like J.J. Watt will be on the field against the Bears on Sunday after having back surgery. Here's J.J. on what he thinks he can do.
Anything and everything I'm asked. I feel great. I feel no limitations whatsoever. I mean, my body actually feels better than it did for the second half of last season, obviously, with everything we were dealing with. So I'm in a pretty good spot.
The Texans take on the Chicago Bears Sunday, September 11th at 12 p.m. at NRG Stadium. Pre-game's at 11:30, and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. And now here's KO.
Thank you, Brad. It's time for our deal of the day. Before we jump into that, though, they are trying to get rid of a ton of Mustangs. The managers are motivated. We'll just say that. Ford's also offering 0% for 72 months financing on almost all models. They've got a back-to-school special. And our deal of the day, how about a Mustang 2016? Yeah, speaking of Mustangs, it's got 11,000 miles, and you can pick it up with our deal of the day for $20,376. Again, that's $20,376. Team Ford of Navasota, obviously in Navasota. For all the details, go to teamfordofnavasota.com. And that's going to do it. I'm Kevin O'Connor on WTAW.
Does your swimming pool need some work? Now is the time to do it, and the Pool Guy can help. The Pool Guy offers pool renovations, including replastering, retile, recoping, and more. Service and repairs, weekly swimming pool maintenance, and parts, equipment, and chemical sales. With over 30 years' experience, the Pool Guy offers superior service, a full staff of qualified and friendly technicians, and quality products to fill your every need. Whether it is time to overhaul your swimming pool or you just need some supplies, call the Pool Guy today.
Call 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church speaking about boundaries.
When something is valuable to us, we place a boundary around it. We put up fences, lock up our valuables, and as parents, we set guidelines for our children. If something is valuable, God places a boundary around it. The gospel says that you have value because the cross has made you valuable. When God says no, we learn to trust that He is always saying yes to something better.
Explore more about boundaries at Life Church, Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Did you know that Aggieland Carpet One Floor and Home is part of a cooperative?
Being a co-op means that Aggieland Carpet One Floor and Home is a local business that is owned and operated right here, and it's part of a network of other independent stores just like it. We have the buying power of over 1,000 stores and give you the best exclusive products at competitive prices. We give back by supporting our veterans and local schools.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Beautiful. Jen Zweiker comes in and she cuts her commercials, and I have learned so much about real estate. I've learned so much about the home buying process, but one thing I've learned in particular is that the team over at Zweiker and Associates are really unique because they care about their customers as people. Brad Mitchell here for Zweiker and Associates, and that's something that I've noticed that really sets them apart. They take care of the people who come to them to buy or sell a home. They have an entire team of people to help them care for you, and it's not a handoff mentality. They're not just trying to pass you off to somebody else when they say a team. They mean they have multiple people who will work to make your experience easier. Like, for instance, if you're selling a house, they have stagers who will come in and make your house look fantastic. They have a photographer who will come in and take pictures of that awesome staging. That way it's easier for you to sell your house at the best price, making sure that you get what you want. Check them out online. ZARealEstate.com is where you do it. That's ZARealEstate.com for Zweiker and Associates.
Hey, good morning. About 2 minutes till the Infomaniacs on a Friday. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Don't forget, don't use your Samsung Galaxy Note
ever
on an airplane.
Anywhere. Yeah. Just don't.
Just take it back. Yeah. Wherever you got it. You know, if they shipped it to you, then ship it back. That's what they're going to have to do. That's the other thing. They're going to have to offer free shipping back, right?
Sure. I would hope so.
You're not going to make people pay to send that thing back. That's not going
to
work.
And if someone mysteriously tries to give you one for free as a gift,
probably not.
Don't take it
away.
Okay. All right. This is a real story. I know it sounds like it'd be from The Onion. President Barack Obama has had a parasitic flatworm named after him.
I heard about this.
It's
not like in a mean way, I don't think. Not maliciously.
No, not at all. They considered it an honor. Popular science says it's an honor from the Barack-Trema Obamier.
Yeah.
Okay. So good for him.
The scientist said it's long, it's thin, and it's cool as hell.
There you go. a new genus and species of parasitic flatworm.
So it lives off other things.
That's exactly right. So there you go. Maybe it'll end up being community